家早上好。
Welcome to the last day of AYC.
欢迎大家来到 AYC 的最后一天。
As soon as it started, it seems now it's over.
这么快的，很快，就要结束了。
But I trust that we have all learned something this weekend.
我相信呢，大家在这个周末的确学习了一些东西。
If anything, you had a very concentrated overdose of information.
可能呢，你是有了太多的东西在脑子里了。
Four sermons every day.
一天四场的讲道。
Seminars.
还有这小组的学习。
And then your prayer groups also you have sharing there.
还有在祷告小组里面呢，还有分享。
It is highly unlikely that you'll remember everything that you heard.
或许你不会记得所有的一切。
But yet, perhaps if you just remember one or two things that will change your life, that is all that counts.
可是如果你能够记得一两样是改变你的生命的，那么那就是很好了。
And so always, when it comes to the final day of these meetings,
很多时候在这种营会的最后一天，
it'sDifficult to know just what to share.
有时候呢，很难不知道要分享什么。
Because you've already heard so much.
因为呢，你都听了这么多了。
But perhaps this morning we can have some reminders or a review lesson.
或许呢，今天早上我们就来一些温习。
So I don't offer you anything new this morning.
今天早上我给大家讲的不是什么新的东西。
But perhaps it will help you as you leave this camp in your everyday life.
但是呢，希望在你离开这个营会，回到每一天的日常生活中的时候，能够帮助你。
The title of our message,
今天的题目是
is Strangers and Pilgrims.
客旅和寄居的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have woken us up this morning.
我们在天上的父，感谢你今天早上叫醒我们。
As we have sung in the song, in the morning when I rise.Give me Jesus.
就好像我们所唱的歌，今天在我们早上醒来的时候，求你给我们耶稣。
And we pray that His Spirit will be here with us now.
我们祈求他的灵现在与我们同在。
Teach us how to be strangers and pilgrims in this earth, we pray.
教导我们在这个世界上做一个客旅，一个寄居的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 11.
让我们翻到希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 is a record of lives of faithful men and women.
希伯来书第十一章所记载的是那些有信心的人物。
These individuals are recorded here for our example and admonition.
这些人物他们的记载呢就写在这里，好让我们能够学习，给我们教训。
I want to begin reading in verse 13.
我开始从第十三节念。
These all died in faith.
这些人都是存着信心死的。
Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them.
并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。
And confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以回去，还有可以回去的机会。
Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以上帝被称为他们的上帝，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
All of these individuals listed in this chapter are men and women of faith.
这些在十一章里面所列下的人物呢，都是有信心的人物。
And through their experience, they all declare or confess something.
借着他们生活中的经验呢，他们都在向我们宣告一样事。
They are proposing to you that I am a stranger and a pilgrim.
他们在向我们说，他们不过是客旅，是寄居的。
What is a pilgrim and what is a stranger?
客旅是什么？寄居的是什么呢？
A stranger is someone who does not belong where he is found.
寄居呢，就是那一个人在他所在的地方呢，并不属于那一个地方。
A pilgrim is a type of stranger.
客旅呢，就好像是一种的寄居的。
But a pilgrim is a stranger that is going somewhere.
这客旅呢是要去某一个地方的经过的人。
And where are these people going?
他们去什么地方呢？
It says they plainly declare that they seek a country.
在这边呢，清楚地说到他们在寻找一个国。
A heavenly country.
一个在天上的家乡。
Whose builder and maker is God.
建造的家乡呢就是上帝。
They claim citizenship in another land.
他们的公民权呢是在另外一个国度。
And it says here that they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims.
而且在这里呢，他们承认自己是客旅的，是寄居的。
How does a person confess that they belong in another country?
一个人怎样能够自称是属于另外一个国度的呢？
Is it simply by their words?
是不是只是根据他们的话语呢？
Or can you tell by other ways?
还是还有其他的方法可以说出来呢？
Let me give you an example.
让我举个例子。
How do you know that a Chinese person is a Chinese person?
你怎样知道一个华人是个华人呢？
It doesn't matter where you go in the world.
不管你到世界的什么地方。
Chinese people want to eat Chinese food.
那些华人或者中国人呢，都爱吃中国的餐。
When I was in high school,
当我在中学的时候，
I went on a choir trip to Europe.
我就跟一个诗歌班呢到欧洲去。
I went to France.
我们去到法国。
And several of my friends, also Chinese, we were in Paris.
还有几个朋友呢，也是中国人，所以我们就到了巴黎。
When it was time for supper,
要吃晚餐的时候，
we automatically all started looking for Chinatown.
我们每个人呢，都去寻找着中国城。
And all of the other students, they thought we were crazy.
而其他的朋友们呢，学生呢，就认为我们是发疯了。
They say, you come all the way to France to eat what food you can eat at home.
你们来到法国呢，要吃中国菜，其实在家里都可以吃的。
Because that's who we are.
因为我们就是这种人。
When we go camping,
当我们去露营的时候，
we bring our rice cooker.
我们把我们的饭锅都带去。
If you come to our home,
如果你来到我们家，
We live in America.
我们住在美国。
Our street address is in English.
我们的这个街道的名字是英文的。
But when you come inside the house,
可是你进到屋子里，
You'll hear a different language.
可是你听到的是不同的语言。
It's a rojak.
是一种的混合语言。
We speak English.
我们讲英语。
Mixed with Mandarin.
掺华语。
Cantonese.
还有广东话。
And Hakka.
还有客家话。
Just like in Malaysia.
就好像在马来西亚一样。
By our language, you can tell that we don't belong where you found us.
你会发现到借着我们所说的那种话语呢，我们并不是属于那个我们在的那个地方。
In our home, you'll find that we don't eat American food.
在我们的家里呢，我们不吃美国餐的。
You'll find laksa.
你会发现我们煮laksa.
And bak kut teh. And when you look at how we live, we don't have to tell you, and you already know that we belong somewhere else.
你看见我们生活的方式，我们不必要告诉你，就知道我们是属于另外一个地方的。
And so spiritually, in the same way.
所以在属灵上同样的。
Should people not be able to see, oh, you don't belong in this world?
难道人们不可以从你的生活上看出说你不属于这个地方吗？
By our language.
借着我们的话语。
We speak a heavenly language.
我们说的应该是天上的话语。
The music we listen to is heavenly music.
我们听的音乐是天上的音乐。
The way we dress is as we would dress if we were in heaven.
我们所穿的这个衣着应该是好像我们在天上要穿的那种衣着。
How we eat.
我们吃什么？
How we spend our time?
我们怎么花时间？
What's our interest?
我们的兴趣？
And some people say that's just external behaviors.
有些人说这不过是外在的行为。
Yes, that is true.
的确，这是真的。
And they say if you try to manufacture those behaviors, you're being legalistic.
如果你呢，尝试要去制造这种外在的行为呢，你就变成好像是守法主义者。
In my family, are we being legalistic for eating Malaysian food?
你说在我们家里面呢，我们吃马来西亚的菜是不是守法主义呢？
Even though we're living in America and we speak Chinese at home, does that make us legalists?
那虽然我们在美国，可是我们在家里讲华语，那是不是把我们变成守法主义者呢？
It's not legalism if that's how we really are.
可是如果我们真正就是这样的话，那就不是守法主义。
If we truly do believe in the Sabbath and we keep it because we want to, it's not legalism.
如果我们真正的相信安息日，并且呢愿意去遵守它，那么我们遵守的时候就不是守法主义。
If we learn to enjoy good music and good food and good recreation and we do those things, it's not legalism.
如果我们学习去欣赏好的这些音乐、好的这些书籍，那么我们做这些事的时候就不是守法主义。
The issue is, are we truly pilgrims and strangers?
所以现在问题关键所在呢，是我们是不是真正是寄居的？
Or are we just pretending to be?
还是我们假装是寄居的？
The Bible here says,
圣经这里告诉我们，
in verse 15,
第十五节，
And truly if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
So these pilgrims are going somewhere.
所以这些客旅呢，他们在往一个地方去。
But it's not like the pilgrims who went to America.
可是却不像往美国去的那些客旅。
They got on a boat and they sailed across the ocean for 5 months.
他们呢就到了一只船上，然后在海上航行了五个月。
Even if they wanted to go back, they couldn't.
就算他们要回头也不行。
But for the spiritual pilgrim,
可是在属灵上的客旅，
the Bible says they can always go back.
圣经说他们其实随时可以转回头。
And since being a pilgrim and stranger simply means living as though we are heavenly now,
作为客旅和寄居的，就是我们现在活着的时候，就好像我们是在天上了，在天国了。
What do we have to do in order to go back to the world?
那我们要回去世界，我们要做什么呢？
Listen carefully.
小心地听。
We have to do nothing.
如果你要转回头到世界，你根本不需要做什么。
By simply living a regular life and not putting forth any effort to learn from God's word, we have returned to the country from whence we came out.
只要我们这么随波逐流的，根本不学习圣经里面要我们去做的事，那么我们就是会很容易的回到世界里面去。
And as we said, Hebrews 11 gives us illustrations of pilgrims and strangers through God's history.
希伯来书第十一章呢，借助圣经的上帝的历史呢，告诉我们这些客旅和寄居的是怎么样的。
Let's look at several of them.
我们来看看一些。
Hebrews 11 verse 7.
希伯来书十一章第七节。
By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear.
挪亚因着信，既蒙上帝指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心。
Prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Noah was a stranger and pilgrim.
挪亚是一个寄居，是一个客旅。
He lived his life as though he did not truly belong in this world.
他的生活呢，显示出他并不真正属于这个世界。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
God said, Noah, build an ark.
上帝说，挪亚他造了一只方舟。
There is going to be rain and a flood that will destroy the earth.
在地上呢，将会有下雨，有洪水来毁灭这世界。
Just think for a moment.
你只要想一想，
All of the scientists in his day,
在他那个时代的每一个科学家，
and those days, their brains were much more alert and sharp than ours.
在当时呢，他们的头脑还比我们的厉害的多了。
And so they come to Noah.
而他们来到挪亚那里。
Noah, we have to talk to you.
挪亚，我们必须要跟你谈一谈。
According to our scientific research,
根据我们科学的研究，
what you say cannot happen.
你所说的那种事是不会发生的。
You say water will come down from the sky.
你说天上会降下水来吗？
And it will flood the earth.
而且呢，会淹没整个世界。
It cannot happen.
这是不可能发生的事。
Precipitation from the air is not possible.
因为呢，从这空气里面出水是不可能的。
Scientifically speaking.
以根据科学的证据来说，
the historians come to Noah.
而这些历史学家就来到了挪亚那里。
And they say, look at all of our detailed records.
你看看我们所有很系统的这个记录。
It had never rained before.
从来没有下过雨。
All of the philosophers.
所有的哲学家。
They say philosophically speaking.
他们说哲学上来说。
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
The world does not operate under those rules.
因为呢，这世界呢不根据这种的逻辑来啊、行啊、才来行事。
The meteorologist, the weatherman.
那些啊、气象学家。
They ridicule Noah on evening news.
他们就讥笑他们在傍晚的新闻里面讥笑挪亚。
And all the tabloids, all of the gossip magazines, they're making fun of Noah.
还有那些花边新闻的杂志呢，就开始取笑挪亚。
For 120 years, this went on.
120年这么样。
And Noah, what did he do?
挪亚怎么样呢？
He said, God said it.
挪亚说，上帝说了。
I believe it.
我相信了。
That settles it.
这就是这样而已。
And he preached it for 120 years.
所以120年他宣讲这一件事。
He was a pilgrim and a stranger because his authority came from that heavenly land.
他是个客旅，是个寄居的，因为他最高的权威呢是从天上来的。
He didn't care what people thought of him.
他不管人们对他怎么想。
He didn't think that he was not being in line with academia in that time.
他也不认为他他也不在乎他没有跟随当时的潮流。
It didn't matter because he was going somewhere else.
他根本都不在乎这些，因为他是去到另外一个地方去。
He lived according to the word of God.
他根据上帝的话而生活。
Hebrews 11 verse 8.
希伯来书第十一章第八节。
By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
亚伯拉罕因为信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。
And he went out not knowing whither he went.
出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以赛亚各一样。
For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是上帝所经营所建造的。
Abraham heard the voice of the Lord one day.
亚伯拉罕听到了上帝的声音。
And God said, get out.
上帝说你要出去。
You need to go.
你必须要去。
And I can imagine,
我可以想象
all of his family,
他所有的家人
saying, Abraham, what are you doing?
亚伯拉罕你要做什么？
Do you realize that your children will not get a good education?
你有没有想到你的孩子们不能得到好的教育？
Do you realize that actually at that time he didn't have children? You may never have children.
你可能呢永远不会有孩子，那时他没有孩子。
Don't you realize that your father worked so hard to get a citizenship in this country?
你没有想象到吗？你的父亲在这个国度，在这个国家里面，好不容易才得到了个公民权。
He spent so much time building up his reputation and his wealth here. Are you just going to squander all of that?
他花了这么多的心血啊，来建立这里的财富，这里的地位，难道你这一切你就要遗弃了吗？
Will you give disrepute to your family's name?
你要使你的家人蒙羞吗？
What about all of your investments, Abraham?
亚伯拉罕，还有你一切的投资呢？
What about the land?
你的地？
What about the buildings?
还有你建筑的屋子？
Don't you realize that this is not a wise financial venture?
你没有想到吗？这其实在经济学上来说是不合理的。
Don't you realize the risk of what you're doing?
你看看你所要冒的风险有多大。
You don't know the culture where you're going.
你不知道你要去的那个地方，他们的文化怎么样。
You don't even know if you'll be able to enjoy the food over there.
你根本不知道你会不会爱吃那一边的菜。
Why are you going, Abraham?
亚伯拉罕，你要去做什么呢？
God said it.
上帝说了。
I believe it.
我相信了。
That settles it.
就好了。
Abraham recognized that, yes, I may have to live in tents.
亚伯拉罕呢，他就认识到他或许要住在帐篷里面。
I truly don't know exactly where God will lead me.
我真正不知道上帝要带领我到什么地方去。
But in the next life.
可是呢，在我的下一生。
That's where I'm placing my treasure.
这就是我把我的宝藏放在那里的地方。
I am looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
因为他是在等待这另外一座城所经营所建造的是上帝。
But the story of Abraham goes on.
亚伯拉罕的故事就继续。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上。
And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
这便是呢，欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，以从以撒生的才要你称为你的后裔。
Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure.
他以为上帝还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
God said, Abraham, give me your son, the only son, the son whom thou lovest, Isaac.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你把你的儿子献给我，你所爱的那个儿子以撒。
Isaac, the one through whom the promise will be given.
就是所应许的要借着以撒而得到成就的那个以撒。
Abraham was faced with a dilemma.
这时亚伯拉罕就面对一个很大的难题。
God said, Isaac is your chosen one.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，以撒是你所被拣选的那一个。
By name, Isaac is the one.
借着在名字上说呢，以撒就是那一个。
But yet Isaac is the one by name that God wants sacrifice.
而上帝呢又指明说，以撒就是这个以撒呢要被献上。
We have a problem here.
现在我们有个问题。
Doesn't it sound like God has contradicted himself?
听起来好像是不是上帝呢在自相矛盾呢
？God said Isaac, he is the one.
上帝说以撒就是那一个。
He is the one with whom I will establish the covenant I've made with you.
他呢，就是要让我和你所立的约成就的那一位。
But Isaac is the one I want you to kill.
同时呢，以撒就是那个我要你杀死的。
And remember, up to this point, there has not been any recorded resurrections in Scripture.
而在圣经里面呢，直到那个时候还没有任何记录是有人从死里复活的。
Moses is the first one.
摩西是第一位。
And here we see Abraham. He says by faith.
可是我们看见亚伯拉罕在这里呢，他从心里凭着信说
，that he accounted that God was able to raise him up。
他相信上帝能够有能力使以撒复活。
It was completely contrary to human logic。
对，人类的逻辑来说，这是完全相反的。
Unreasonable。
是没有理由的。
Unscientific。
不科学的。
Medically impossible。
在医学上不可能的。
Historically, it's never happened。
在历史上是从来没有发生过的。
And Abraham went so far to say, God said Isaac is the promised child。
而亚伯拉罕呢，却说，上帝说以撒是被应许的那一位。
I received him even after my body was as though it was dead.
就算是我身体死了以后呢，还能够生下他来。
God wants me to kill him.
上帝要我杀了他。
Fine.
好吧。
God's just going to bring him back to life.
我相信上帝有本事让他复活。
Can you imagine all the uncles and aunties of Isaac?
你可以想象这个以撒所有的叔叔伯伯们。
All of the elders and all of the other sisters in the church.
在教会里面的其他的兄弟姐妹长老们。
They look at Abraham.
他们看着亚伯拉罕。
And they say.
他们说。
What kind of a father are you?
这一种的父亲是怎么样的父亲
？Don't you care about your child's future?
难道你不关心你孩子的将来吗？
Don't you care about your future?
你不关心你自己的将来吗
？Don't you realize that you will never have a son who has a PhD?
你难道没有想到你的儿子永远就不会得到个博士学位
？Your child will never be a doctor.
你的儿子呢不会成为一个医生。
Your family name will cease with your generation.
你的家的名字呢就会到了你这一代为止。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
What are you thinking?
你心里在想什么呢
？Many times God today still asks parents to sacrifice their children.
今天呢，上帝常常还会要求父母们呢牺牲他们的儿女。
But they're not to be offered on an altar like Isaac was to be.
并不是好像以撒那样献在那个石头做的祭坛上。
But they are to be sacrificed for the Lord's service.
而是为了上帝的工作而牺牲。
Like Samuel.
就好像撒母耳。
God is asking today to parents everywhere.
上帝今天在呼召各地的父母们。
Yes, your children may suffer.
对，你的孩子可能会受苦。
They may even die.
可能会死去。
But look at Abraham.
可是看看亚伯拉罕。
You can account that God will even raise him up from the dead.
他甚至相信上帝能够有本事把这死去的复活过来。
Because if we believe that the day is at hand.
因为我们相信白昼将近了。
By sacrificing our children and for young people sacrificing ourselves as Isaac did.
我们应该好像 亚伯拉罕那样献上自己的儿子，或者年轻人好像以撒献上自己。
If we hasten the day of the Lord,
如果我们催促主的日子来临。
Even if we die, it'll only be for a short time.
就算我们死了，也不过是很短的时刻。
And I digress, but I must say something.
可是现在我要说一些话。
A Christian dying is a very glorious thing.
一个基督徒的死呢，是一个荣耀的事。
We have no need to be afraid that we'll die when we work for the Lord.
如果我们为主工作的话，我们根本不用怕死。
It is one of the most blessed things.
因为这是个非常有福的事。
Because if you have been saved by Jesus and you have a relationship with Him when you die,
因为你被耶稣拯救了，而且你与他有一个关系，当你死的时候，
the devil can no longer harass you.
因为那魔鬼呢，就不再能够来骚扰你了。
Just the other day, I was talking with Dr. Fang.
在几天前，我就跟范医生谈话。
Soldiers in wars today.
今天在战场上的战士。
The most feared warriors.
那些最feared.
Feared.
最怕死的军士。
Those are the most effective.
这就是最有效的。
Are soldiers who are not afraid to die.
And
so the Christian that Satan fears the most,
所以呢，撒旦最害怕的基督徒
are those who do not fear to die,
就是那些不怕死的。
Because we know in whom we believe.
我们知道我们所相信的是谁。
Because we fight as strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
因为我们在这地上呢，好像客旅，好像寄居那样。
Our inheritance is laid up above.
因为我们的产业是在天上。
Hebrews 11 and verse 24.
希伯来书第十一章第二十四节。
By faith Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin.For a season.
他宁可与上帝的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Moses had all of the wealth of the world at his disposal.
摩西在当时呢，有整个世界的财富在他的眼前。
He was educated at Egyptian State University.
他在埃及最高等的学府里面受教育。
He had the best private tutor.
他有最好的老师。
And he had all of the girls that he ever wanted lined up outside his door.
而且呢，在他门口排队等着是最好的女人。
He could get all of the latest technology, the latest Apple computer.
他可以得到当时最新的科技，所有最好的苹果的电脑。
His chariot was Lexus brand.
你可以想象他的车呢是 Lexus 牌的。
He could have gone to school with all of his tuition paid.
他呢可以上学是完全免费。
He could have enjoyed everything the world could have offered.
他可以得到世上一切能够供应的东西。
He could have even occupied the most powerful position in the then known world.
而在当时的世界里面，他可以占有那最高的地位。
But he did not accept the pleasures of sin.
可是他不接受，他却没有接受最终的享乐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he doesn't belong here.
因为他不属于这个地方。
He knows that his treasures belong somewhere else.
他知道他的宝藏呢是在别的地方。
His citizenship was not to Egypt.
他的公民呢并不是属于埃及。
Not even to Canaan.
甚至不属于迦南。
But the heavenly king.
而是天上的迦南。
And so Moses was willing to suffer ridicule.
所以摩西呢他宁愿忍受了别人的讥笑。
He suffered physical abuse.
甚至在身体上受苦。
Heat.
热。
Hunger.
饥饿。
Weariness.
疲倦。
Delay.
单言
because he believed that his treasures were somewhere else.
因为呢，他相信他的宝藏呢是在别的地方。
He was a pilgrim and a stranger.
他是个客旅，是个寄居的。
And many times, young people.
很多时候，年轻人。
The most promise that we have.
我们能有的最大的应许。
The more easily we fall.
很多时候，我们得到我们有。更好的展望呢，我们会更容易的跌倒。
Many times God is not using the brightest or even the most physically capable young men and women.
很多时候上帝并没有使用那些最好的最聪明的年轻人
Because those of us, we choose rather the pleasures of sin
因为呢这些人很多时候选择最终的享乐
We're like the rich young ruler
我们就好像那年轻的有钱的长官
We're healthy
我们健康
We're wealthy
我们有钱
We're young
我们年轻
We have energy
我们有能力
But that is far too much to sacrifice for the work of God
可是呢为上帝的工作来牺牲这一切呢好像是代价太高了
Are we strangers and pilgrims in the earth?
我们在这地上是真的客旅和寄居的吗
Let's look in Hebrews 11, verse 39.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章第三十九节。
And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得到所应许的。
God had provided something better for us that they, without us, should not be made perfect.
因为上帝给我们预备了更美的事叫他们若不与我们同德就不能完全
Verse 39 says all of the people listed in Hebrews 11
在三十九节呢告诉我们在十一章里面所立下的这些人
Apart from Enoch and apart from Moses
除了摩西和以诺
Even in a sense they
甚至是在那里
But the rest of them have passed to their graves
其他的人呢都死了
They're lying in the dust
他们在尘土里面
and they have gone to sleep clinging to the promise of that city.
他们呢紧紧捉着那个城的应许就死了
They have died with the declaration on their lips and in their lives that they are strangers and pilgrims.
他们死的时候他们的口中他们的生活上都宣讲说呢他们在这地上是客旅是寄居的
But they have not yet received.
可是他们却还没有得着
And the Bible tells us,That they, without us, should not be made perfect.
圣经告诉我们，他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
And that is because.
这是因为。
According to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
根据希伯来书十二章第一节和第二节。
There's still a race to be finished.
因为呢，还有一场赛事要完成。
God is waiting for a generation who will say, I am a stranger, I am a pilgrim.
上帝在等待着一个世代愿意说我是个客旅我是个寄居的
whose lives demonstrated no matter the cost
他们的生活他们的生命呢表现出不管他要付出多大的代价
even if I can't buy and even if I can't sell
就算我不能做任何的买卖
even if I lose everything in this world
就算我失去世间一切
I am living as a citizen of that other country
我愿意活着好像是另外一个国度的公民。
Our lives need to reflect that of Jesus.
我们的生活必须要反映基督的生活。
That is why it says we must look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以为什么他说我们要仰望那为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣
？Out of the dust of the ground.
在这尘土当中。
Figuratively, the faithful are crying out.
那一些活过是信心的生活的人呢他们在呼喊出来
Someone finish the race
某一些人希望有某一些人来完成这个赛事
We have waited long enough
我们已经等待了太久了
We are ready for our promise
我们已经等待好要迎接那一个所应许的
Are we going to live as strangers and pilgrims?
我们是否愿意好像个客旅和寄居的那样活着呢
Will we live as though we are living under the jurisdiction of the God of heaven?
我们是不是活着好像在上帝的眼下活着呢
Or are we going to live to look good in the eyes of the person across the aisle from us?
还是我们要在我们隔壁的人的眼中看起来很好的这样的活着
Will people be able to see by the way we talk and dress and eat and work?
上帝从我们别人从我们所说的、所穿的、所吃的和所做的事上
，that we belong from a different country，
能不能看出我们是属于另外一个国度的呢
？How many of you here today？
今天在座的有多少位
？Want to say enough of being a citizen of this world？
在这个世界上做一个公民呢，是做够了。
I want to be a stranger. I want to be a pilgrim.
我愿意做一个客旅的，愿意做一个寄居的。
I'm willing to leave my family, my home, like Abraham.
我愿意好像亚伯拉罕这样离开我的家乡，离开我的家人。
Even if God demands, I'll even build an ark on dry land.
就算是上帝要求我，我也愿意在这干地上造一座方舟。
Even if the Lord asks me to sacrifice my child, I will do it.
就算上帝要求我牺牲我的孩子，我也愿意。
And even if I can be the next Pharaoh, I will forsake that for the kingdom of heaven.
就算是我能够成为下一任的法老，可是为了天上的国，我还是愿意放弃。
If that's your desire,
如果这是你的心愿
genuine desire,
是真实的心愿
I invite you just to raise your hand.
我邀请你举起手来。
God bless you because there is a danger.
愿上帝赐福大家。
That when we leave this place,
因为呢，我们面对一个危险，当我们离开这个地方。
Everything that we have heard will just go out of our heads.
我们所听到的所有的信息呢，就离开我们的脑海。
We must make a decision.
我们必须要做一个决定。
A decision that will affect every aspect of life.
这个决定呢，会影响我们生活上的每一个层面。
Strangers and pilgrims.
客旅和寄居的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We have heard many good things this weekend.
这个周末我们听了很多好的信息。
It may satisfy our minds and curiosity for a while.
可能呢，能够满足我们的好奇心一阵子。
But Lord, we pray that we will not find satisfaction in simply coming to meetings once a year.
求你帮助我们，不要只是一年一次来参加营会就满足了。
But that every day may we live truly as pilgrims and strangers on the earth.
而让我们每一天能够真正的活出一个客旅、一个寄居人的生命。
And Lord, may we hasten the day.
但愿我们能够催促那一个你来的日子。
So that we may enter into that heavenly land.
让我们能够一同进入那天上的国。
As we are about to conclude this weekend.
这个周末快要结束。
Please take us.
求你带领我们。
Keep us.
保守我们。
And lead us in the way that we should go.
领导我们走我们当走的路。
There are those who have made decisions this weekend.
在这个周末做了决定的那些人。
May your spirit harass them until they act upon them.
愿主的灵呢，在他们心中工作运行，好让他们去行处。
And may you empower them to live in newness of life.
也求你给他们力量，活出新的生命。
And may through this camp,
能够借着这一次的营会，
a generation come forth to finish the work of God.
能够有一个世代兴起来完成你的工作。
We pray these things.
我们祈求这一切。
In Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。